Sustaining a Heritage. Welcome and hello again, everyone, for Tennessee Home and Farm Radio. I'm Lee Maddox.
What we're trying to do here at the Sausage Company is kind of set the bar high for everybody in the food industry, because there's not any place on the planet that this technology we're helping launch won't work.
Ted Wampler Jr. says when his grandparents bought the farm just outside of Lenoir City in 1935, it took a lot of hard work to get it cleaned up and producing. They started a small meat business in 1937, and today Wampler sausage is retailed throughout the Southeast and can be found in restaurants all across the country. And they even export some of their product. And for the last few years, they've been working on implementing new technology to dramatically reduce their energy costs.
What we're trying to do here is at Wampler Sausage Company is get off the grid or eliminate our electric bill. So we want to be at zero. Every time that meter reader shows up, we want to have made enough power and turn the meter backwards enough to be at zero. We're selling our solar power back to the grid. And so all those combinations is what it takes for this country to become energy independent.
Wampler's has installed a massive array of solar panels at their facility, and most recently they've installed a proton-powered system invented by Sam Weaver that can produce hydrogen on demand. And that's basically running their whole operation. And Wampler says if only his grandfather could see their progress today.
My grandfather, as we like to say, cleaned this farm by hand and by horse out in the blistering Tennessee sunshine. And it was hot, it was rough. We all think that if Grandpa Wampler could be around today and see what we do with the beautiful Tennessee sunshine, we think he'd be really proud.
And the future still looks bright for Wampler's Farm Sausage Company. For Tennessee Home and Farm Radio, I'm Lee Maddox.